Do you all know Erica? No, I saw a no, so this is good. This will be an introduction for Scott. Okay, you were in YWAM.
Yes.
Where did you go? What did you do?
We went to Greece and Germany working with the refugee crisis. So we did a lot of handing out food, stocking, and organizing clothes. It's a good thing, but they're getting a lot of like clothes and food people are sending, but there isn't so much like people to like be on the ground and help like hand it out. So that was like a lot of our time was just, especially in Greece, because that's like the starting point, was just handing that kind of stuff out.
Now that wasn't the original plan, Greece and Germany. Is that what you said? Greece and Germany?
Yeah.
That was not the original plan. Right? I know I'm right. Am I right?
Yes, that was.
It was?
Yeah.
I thought it was like Albania. No?
No.
No?
No.
Well, then forgive me for that. So what would you say, would you have any notable experiences or, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me a story.
I think like looking at the trip overall, like it was a lot different than I expected, which I won't really go into that, but just to see these people who come from closed countries and, you know, Muslim countries.
Right.
And I haven't had like a whole lot of experience
right.
in like Muslim ministry, but I have been to Muslim countries and just seeing like how open they were to hearing about Jesus mm-hmm. and how hungry they were was, I mean, it was awesome. It was exciting just to see the opportunities that were there. There was one time where some of my teammates were handing out clothes in the parks. A lot of times that's where they would be. And two guys came up to one guy on my team and they were just like, tell us about Jesus. We want to know about Jesus, which that's a huge open door. Like people pray for those kind of things
right.
like all the time.
Right.
So that was one thing. And just, when we were in Germany, we were working with YWAM Nuremberg. The government asked YWAM Nuremberg to take in underage boys who didn't have family in Germany. So we just kind of helped their base just plan activities for them because a lot of times they didn't have anything to do. And just kind of hang out with them, just look for opportunities to have, you know, a relationship with them and hopefully tell them about Jesus. And one thing that we were always taught to do was just to pray that your Muslim friends would have an encounter with Jesus because he's doing this, especially in their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, I think it was about like three guys who we really got to talk to and had some really awesome conversations with. Like they were really open. Especially one of them came to us and was like, the man in white, that's what they usually call
him.
The man in white came to me in my dreams and he said everything was going to be okay. And that he took me to this place that was like full of peace. He said, I've never felt so much peace in my life. And yeah, like it was just incredible to be like, we were like, that's Jesus, you know, and just to share our relationship with Jesus and just how Jesus wanted to have a relationship with him. And so it was just awesome just to see how God was just coming to these people.
How did those experiences change your perception of Muslims?
It changed it a lot. It's been just so, it's hard to put into words,
mm-hmm.
but it's just been so incredible just to see how God is after these people.
Right.
And I think especially over here, we hear a lot of the negative that's
right.
happening mm-hmm. in that situation right now, and not the positive, the things that are happening, how God's working. And so I think for me, just seeing his heart for them, he's changed my outlook.
I'm processing. Sorry for the silence. That's just fascinating to me. So you're describing people who, they're not hostile towards those who know Jesus.
Mm-mm.
They were. Would you call them friendly?
Yes.
They were friendly. They were. You're describing them as being spiritually open mm-hmm. and even searching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's one common misunderstanding about Muslims is that they're usually very open to conversations about religion. You know, I've talked to some that weren't necessarily searching, but they're respectful when they hear what I believed about God and who I thought Jesus was. I'm sure, you know, there's obviously people who aren't, but...
Right. I think Harold said, didn't he say like 2% are the ones that maybe some people are scared of?
Yeah. But for the most majority of them, they'll be respectful about it. You know, they're open to conversations. So.
Can I ask or I'll just ask it, and then if you don't like the question, okay. What would you say to someone who is graduating high school,
right,
and they're considering, should I go to college next, or should I take a year and go to YWAM next, or Reach, or something like that? What would you say to a person in those positions?
I would first say do what you really feel like God's asking you to do.
Yep. That's good.
But I would highly recommend doing a DTS and just taking a year just to
DTS.
Focus.
What does this mean?
School of Ministry. No, that's the school I just took. Discipleship.
Discipleship training school, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
So you would highly recommend it.
Yeah,
okay.
I would.
So coming home, how's that transition from... You know, radical in being out of your culture, close relationship with the teammates, and then coming back, and you're different, and we're probably different. What's that like?
I mean, it's good to be home, and it's good to be with family and friends, and it's good to be back here. But it is an adjustment. It is hard at times. It's an adjustment.
How can we help make the adjustment not as hard?
I mean, it always, you know, helps when people are like, hey, how you doing? I mean, that helps. I think for me, a lot of it is just, I mean, you can ask other people who've done YWAM. This is just my experience, is that, sorry, I'm trying to figure out how to put this. I think for me, it's just pushing through.
Mm.
You know, I think it's just taking that next step and just praying, God, how should I look at this, or how should I see this, or, you know, give me the strength. And, I think a lot of it is, for me personally, is just readjusting and pushing through.
So then what is next? What is the next step?
The next step for me is I'm going on staff at YWAM Orlando. And my heart...
So basically at Disney World. Oh, no? Not?
No.
Oh, okay.
My heart is to work with discipleship. So to work with the schools and work with their preschool and to work in the dorms. So, yeah.
That begs more questions. But if you want to know more, you know Erica now. So,
yeah.
Scott. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Erica Acuff. Thank you. Bless you.